George, we've been talking about your team getting better mentally. You look at the last two games, you had a 2-0 lead in Arizona. It gets away, you get down, come back and win the game. The other night against Philadelphia, 2-0 lead, gets away in the third, find a way to win the game. So is that progress in your opinion?
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in those spots as far as losing leads, but you look through the league. We were talking about a dinner last night. How many teams, if you had a two-goal lead, it's usually locked down and you win that game. It just doesn't happen that way anymore. So you have to find a way to win. And we went through a number of shooters in the shootout there, the overtime, but we found a way to get to 2 points. So that's good news.
Yeah, it used to be the two-goal lead was the most dangerous lead in hockey. Now it seems to be three goals, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy how it's just changed so much. You just never know what's going to happen. I watched the Rangers last night. They're up and they five goals, six goals go in on them. So you just have to find a way. And sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's really good. It's just about getting the points.
Injuries have been prevalent for you here in the last couple of games, and tonight it looks like Nick Foligno is not going to be able to go.
Yeah, Nick's out. We're not sure how long. We'll call him day-to-day right now, but he's not with us.
All right, this Penguins team, I know you don't like to talk about the opposition, but I have to ask you this time because Mike Sullivan, who was with you for a long time as an assistant coach, is now the head coach here. How do you expect them to play differently under him?
Well, I know with Sully, he's working at the mental part of the game. We've had a couple of conversations. He's going to hold people accountable. He is a coach that demands the type of hard work and board play and play away from the puck. He's going to be a really good coach for them. And that's certainly not taking anything away from Mike Johnston, a really good guy and a good coach. But they decided to make a change, and I think they have a really good man there that's going to help this team.
I've seen it written where they've said that he is a John Tortorella disciple. Does that put you on too high a pedestal?
No, you know, and he's not. He's a better coach. He's a better communicator, I think. I've learned a ton from him. I think a lot of people kind of put us in together because we've worked so long. But the thing I loved about him was if he didn't think that we were doing it right or I was doing it right, he'd tell me. And he has that. He has a really strong personality. But he's not offensive. He's a really good communicator. He's just good that way. So I think we have very similar philosophies, but he does it a different way, and I think he's going to be really good for that club.
Hey, it's been no secret. This organization has kind of rubbed you the wrong way over the years. Do you cut them a little bit of slack now that your buddy's on the other bench?
No. And it's not so much, you know, who cares what I say about another organization. Tonight's game, it's a very important game for us. That's our focus. Whether a good friend of mine, Sully's over there or not, we're trying to win three of them in a row here before we break. It's going to be a desperate team we're playing against, so that's all we're concerned about. The other nonsense out there, not too concerned about that. We got to find a way to win.
All right, with everything going on, have you been able to get your shopping done?
Shopping for what?
Oh, Christmas is coming up this week. No. Anything? You're not buying for anybody?
No, I don't do that. No. My daughter does that.
That's a beautiful thing. Torch, thank you very much. Enjoy the holiday. We'll see you in Tampa.
You too. Be well.
All right. Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.